This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you really look into the Marlins the last couple of years, that has to be the most inept franchise in sports. And another example of that was on display last night as Chris Paddock, who was drafted by the Marlins, is now a budding superstar for the Padres. He was traded from the Marlins to the Padres for Fernando Rodney. So add that on to another list, or the long list, rather, of things that the Marlins have done wrong in rebuilding or tearing down that franchise. Jerry Recco is here with his update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Since you're mentioning Paddock, we'll start there. Padres Mets, the late game out in San Diego. Quick game, 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's what happens when you can't hit. The Padres did get a couple of hits along the way and came away with the victory.
And the 0-1 hit deep to left field. Back goes McNeil onto the track at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. A home run for Hunter Renfroe. Well, he's got tremendous power, as we discussed earlier. And Renfroe has just hit his eighth home run of the year. And the Padres have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, he had the grand slam the day before to beat Kenley Jansen and the Dodgers. Last night he takes DeGrom deep. And that would be the deciding run. Padres shut out the Mets 4-0. As you'd also get a two-run double from Eric Hosmer in the eighth inning. Chris Paddock, the 7 2/3, just four hits. He struck out 11. Had five strikeouts in the first two innings. Here was Mickey Callaway. This Paddock kid, pretty darn good.
He threw a heck of a ball game. He's got great stuff. He pitched at the bottom of the zone to get ahead. He pitched at the top to put guys away. He mixed in pretty good breaking stuff.
Pretty good breaking stuff for sure. He was very honest and open about being bothered by not winning Rookie of the Month, something Pete Alonso did.
You know, me and Alonso, nothing against him. He's a great guy. You know, he has some talent. And not a lot of things fired me up, but that was, I think it was kind of cool to announce that.
Alonso says Paddock backed up his comments. He struck him out twice.
Yeah, I mean, he said he wanted me, and he pitched really well today. And I know what he said. It doesn't sit well.
It doesn't sit well is what he was saying there. And how about this combination when you talk about how bad the Mets have been? Alonso, Cano, Conforto, and Ramos, a combined 0-15 with 7 strikeouts. And if you want to throw Juan Lagares in there, 0-18 with 9 strikeouts.
Well,
that
really
is
no reason
abysmal.
To throw Juan Lagares in there.
Well, he played.
Yeah, I know, but he just can't hit anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Here was more Callaway. What do you do with this lack of offense?
You got to keep on running the guys out there. You know, they're gonna snap out of it.
Better hope so, otherwise they'll be snapped out of it. Here's Jacob DeGrom. Tough luck loss for him. He's 2-4, 2 runs over 7 innings, 7 strikeouts. He says things will be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Long season. You know, you're not going to win all of them, so we'll be all right.
Mets now three games under 500.
If you can, I hate to even ask you to
What's
do
that?
This. Maybe you can ask, you know, one of our assistants out there. One
Who's
of the,
that?
I don't know, somebody. You can find somebody.
Right.
Go back to last year and find, like, if you could, a comment from Jacob DeGrom around this time of the year and compare it to what he was saying last year to this year.
Probably the same stuff.
Yeah. I don't think we need to search for that. I think that you're probably spot on that he's
like
saying
to hear
the same thing.
Like what somebody was saying in the middle of these losing streaks.
Same things.
Same stuff. What do you
they
think
didn't go out
say?
There and say we're defeated.
Yeah.
I mean, probably the same exact canned comments. The Mets did acquire Wilmer Font from Tampa for a player to be named later. Cash considerations. He's a pitcher. That happens as Jason Vargas is on the injured list with a sore hamstring. And Steven Matz has a radial nerve irritation in his forearm. Could pitch this weekend. So it's not as bad that it could have been, I suppose. So they will continue this series. Tonight, Noah Syndergaard takes on the next guy that will shut down the Mets by the name of Cal Quantrill.
Oh, Cal.
Yeah, Cal. As for the Yankees, a much better showing for them, and we've got a new home run call. Tyro Estrada homers for the first time. How did John handle this one?
He swings and drills one to deep right field. Haniger going back on the track at the wall. She's gone. Tyro Estrada goes the opposite way and drills a two-run home run to right center. And the Yankees now take a 5-0 lead.
Wow.
I know what it should be.
You
I
do?
Know, yes, I know exactly what it should be.
All right.
Estrada goes yada.
That's not bad.
That's great.
I like that. I was going to say,
I won't go great.
Hey, Estrada, de nada. You know, you're welcome. Kind of like that. But I like that better. Goes yada. That's not bad.
That's what I would have done.
But he wasn't. I guess he wasn't. I find it hard to believe he wasn't ready for it.
I'm with all these guys that he's been prepared with.
I kind of feel like with that silence, he was searching for the index card, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's right. Because there was a long break there.
Disappointing.
There was one last year with a guy where he didn't have a home run call for him the first time. And then the next time he did. So I don't know if Thyro Estrada is going to hit another one anytime soon, but... That's a little disappointing, man.
Thyro Estrada goes yada.
Now, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Luke Voit also homered a two-run shot in the first. Yankees beat the Mariners 7-3.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of that, so I had a...
drinking milk?
No. I had a tweet last year when he first came up. I said, Luke Voit drinks whole milk. And last night at Yankee Stadium, a couple of observers had tweeted me that my tweet was up there on the big board.
How about that?
Luke Voit drinks whole milk.
From last year,
and he read it. And I wish I saw the video. It'd be cool to see the video, but I guess...
He drinks whole milk. Look at that guy.
Yeah, so I guess they were showing him tweets about him, and he was reacting to them. So mine was up there.
You know what? You can kind of tell who drinks whole milk.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him, you say, that guy drinks whole milk. You look at Mark Chernoff. Nah,
he doesn't drink whole milk. Yeah, almond milk guy, skim milk.
I'm a milk guy. Look at me. You could see that I drink whole milk. You look at Al. He doesn't drink whole milk.
Skim.
Yeah. No kidding.
So the heavier guys drink whole milk, the thin guys drink skim milk.
Not heavy. It's just, you know, we're
built.
Built, man. We got
like,
big bones.
Like men.
Kinda heavy.
I got big bones.
Here's Aaron Boone. We are beating the odds.
It's not easy for us. We've obviously faced our share of adversity, and these guys have answered the bell every day.
Yep, they're 20-14 right now. Here's Voit.
Scrappy Yankees, that's what they are.
Here's whole milk boy Voit, we believe.
This group is so confident right now, and, you know, we're just, just playing the game like a bunch of kids out there having a lot of fun.
And they are, because they're winning. Here's Estrada, who gets the home run ball.
It's definitely going to go to my mom.
That was with the translator. CC Sabathia went 5 innings for the victory. He says getting Jay Bruce with the bases loaded in the fifth was huge for him.
Just trying to make a pitch. You know, I had a kind of a rough inning right there with two outs. Just couldn't make a pitch and was able to get one there with them.
How many prospects do the Yankees have?
Countless.
I mean, you've
seen them all now.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have them on the mound. They have them in the bullpen. They have them at shortstop. They have them at third base. They have them, you know, in right field. I mean, just it's endless.
Yeah, well, also, some of them have been acquired. I mean, it's not just prospects that are in the system. This is where Brian Cashman takes it to another level. Gio Urshela, acquired. Mike Tauchman, acquired. I mean, these guys that he brought in the last year have also contributed. So it's incredible.
But it's like this Thyro Estrada and Andujar, right? I mean, like, come on, Severino, Herman.
Yep.
It's just
Cessa, Loaizaga.
This is that whole international scouting department and all finding these kids, man, and just... It's amazing when they come up here how they all just look like they just fit in.
And they contribute immediately.
Yes.
You're right. So Mets, the Yankees now 20-14 on the season. They trail the Rays, who won 22-12 over the Diamondbacks. Blake Snell, 6 innings, 1 hit ball, 9 strikeouts. I think he was perfect into that 6th inning. Tommy Pham with a grand slam. The Rays 22-12. Also of note, the Nationals had a Met-like day. So they leave Philadelphia and their plane has issues. And so they sit on the runway for 8 hours. They get sent back to the hotel, wind up leaving Philly Monday morning, get to the ballpark, or rather get to Milwaukee around noon, play a game last night, make four errors, and lose to the Brewers 5-3. Cardinals shut out the Phillies 6-0. Also of note, the Red Sox did lose to the Orioles 4-1, a grand slam for Jonathan Villar. The Marlins topped the Cubs 6-5 as they scored three in the ninth. Pedro Strop was a mess. They scored three in the ninth to snap Chicago's seven-game winning streak, and the Bees were swarming the dugout and the infield. A 20-minute B delay. Reds wound up beating the Giants 12-3
buzz?
In Cincinnati.
No buzz.
A lot of buzz there for sure. And there's some buzz with the Rockets and the Warriors now, because this series is even at two games apiece. Houston a lead late. The Warriors with the ball down three. Could they get it even?
Durant catches up top. Deep three straight on. It's up. It's no good. Tipped out by Draymond. Over to Curry. Pump fake. Takes a three. No good. Rebound, Paul. He is fouled with 2.9 to go.
And that would pretty much do it. Tim Roy on Warriors radio. 112-108 would be the final score. Durant from straight away. Pretty good look. Curry, a little bit of a tougher shot. He can't get it to go. Curry just 4 of 14 from 3 on the night, and the Rockets wind up winning by 4, series tied 2-2. James Harden, 38 points on 13 of 29 shooting, 10 rebounds. He says, fun series.
You got two teams that are battling, that are just every possession is a fight. Every possession is a fight.
In the loss, Durant had 34. He says, moving on.
We're confident. We're excited for game 5, just like I'm sure they are.
And they're moving on. It's interesting, is he moving on? A lot of people think he could be coming to Brooklyn or New York, I guess. The TNT mics, as Reggie Miller was talking last night, caught a fan taunting Durant during the game. This is not doctored. This is legit.
Putting on a clinic in the one-on-one moves here.
It's pretty clear.
Wow.
That happened a lot of the night last night. That's the clearest you could tell.
Everybody shut up, will you, please? Don't say New York Knicks to Durant. We don't want him changing his mind.
Let's
not taunt him. Enough of this.
So that series tied 2-2. Meantime, the Bucks take a commanding 3-1 series lead on the Celtics.
At the left elbow, Giannis goes to work. Powers up. Double clutch it in. And the Bucks take a 13-point lead. 105-92. 34 for Giannis.
Bucks radio. The
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, Antetokounmpo with 39 points on 15 of 22 shooting, 16 rebounds, 113-101 the win. He's been dominant, so much so a reporter says, if you had to defend yourself, how would you do it?
How would I defend me? Oh, man. I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
He's been that good. Kyrie Irving had another off night. He knows he needs to be better.
The expectations on me are going to be sky high. And I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all.
3-1 series lead now for the Bucks. Tonight, the Raptors and Sixers play Game 5, series tied 2-2. Game 5, Blazers and Nuggets in Denver, series tied 2-2 there. We take it to the NHL, where the Avalanche and Sharks go to overtime. Colorado forcing a 7th and decisive game.
Avs can't collect. It's kept in at the point by Kale McCarr. Wide open. Score! Oh, Captain! My Captain! Do you know the way to San Jose? Because that's where Game 7 will be coming up on Wednesday night.
That is Avs Radio. Gabriel Landeskog, the game winner there at the 2:32 mark. And the Avs win it 4-3, series even at 3-3. Also of note from the NHL last night, it's over for John Tortorella and his Blue Jackets. They lost to the Bruins 3-0. They lose the series in 6. Tonight, Game 7, Stars and Blues in St. Louis. And I will leave you with thoughts from Le'Veon Bell. He was asked on Twitter when he was going to show up at Jets practice. He responded to the guy, quote, "When it's time to play football, I have to stick to the formula that I know works for me to be the best player I can be. Not just trying to win football games. I want a ring. I want to desperately show everybody what I really want to do or what I really can do. I'll take the heat right now. Everybody will forget about that once January comes around."
Well, you know, Jet fans are all over him. Now, I don't know if it's just Jet fans. I'm sure there's some Pittsburgh Steeler fans that are, you know, tweaking him on social media and everything else. And he decided to react to it. I actually kind of like the way he did react to it, because he put out the fires by saying, look, I'll be great. Don't worry about it. I'll show up. And, you know, Adam Gase really can't say anything to it because it is voluntary.
Right.
Yeah, I just love how I'm going to stick to the plan with what works. What exactly is that plan? You haven't played in a year. You haven't played in a year.
And yeah. I like, well, you'll forget it in January.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, all well, right.
That's pretty bold there, too.
I would say so.
I'll tell you, John Tortorella was pretty bold going into that game six last night, saying, you know, we'll be back here for a game seven, meaning back in Columbus.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to be.
No.
Yep. All right, we've got to take a drop. Thank you, Jerry. It's the WFA at 635. Take a drop. It's brought to you by our Tri-State Ford dealers. Right now, we call her 786-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 to win a pair of tickets to Leonard Skinner's Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour with Hank Williams Jr. on Sunday, July 14th at Forest Hills Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. It's all from your station for sports. A great concert. Tickets to the fan.
All right, Gio. Don't let the month of May and the outdoors distract you from getting into the game with Optimum's spring sale going on right now. Get the best deal of the year. Your favorite entertainment system with Altice One from Optimum. You hear Al Dukes all the time on this station talking about Optimum and Altice One. Well, I'm right there with him, and so is Gio. It's the ultimate all-in-one connected entertainment experience from Optimum in one piece of equipment with no modem, no router, no clutter. And now, just for you sports fans, as Al Dukes will tell you, why go to the stadium when you can stay at home just like he loves to do and watch Altice One in his house with a personalized sports experience with the newest feature. It's Altice One OS 3.0 and has intelligence built right into the system. And like everything else about Altice One, it is fast. Select your favorite teams and leagues and easily and quickly find the game or match that's on right now, a little later, or even tomorrow. And remember, you have a voice-activated remote. Your favorite streaming apps are built in, like Netflix and YouTube, and there you're going to get 40% better whole home Wi-Fi experience, a brilliant 4K Ultra HD video experience to keep people like Al at home. Four times the resolution of HD. It is brilliant, as they say. Simply call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com today to get Altice One only from Optimum.
From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center, I'm Karen Stewart with the Fan Highway Patrol. Well, it looks like we've got some issues right now on New Jersey Transit with their public address system. All rail stations experiencing technical difficulties. They want you to monitor their app instead, the New Jersey Transit mobile app and Departure Vision. You're going to get your train information there a whole lot better and a whole lot more accurate. Inbound at the GW Bridge, the upper level is 45. The inbound lower is 30. It's also 30 or darn near close to it at the inbound Lincoln and over at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Westbound LIE with another incident now, this time at Springfield Boulevard. It's a disabled vehicle. One lane's blocked. Delays go back into Nassau County. Traffic is sponsored by Mavis Discount Tire. I'm Karen Stewart with the Fan Highway Patrol.
Right now at Mavis Discount Tire, get up to $100 back on a set of four select Goodyear tires. Come in today and save.
Mavis Discount Tire, America's
see stores for rebate details.
Hey, it's Gio, and I'm here to tell you about my great experience using CertaPro Painters. They came into my home, listened to what we wanted, made some great suggestions that we hadn't thought of, showed up on time, did the job, and cleaned everything up. It was like they transformed our home, and we hardly noticed they were there. Spring is on the way. Great time of year to transform the interior or exterior of your house. Schedule a free estimate by calling 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. 1-800-GO-CERTA, or click on CertaPro.com. As CertaPro says, we do painting, you do life.
Each CertaPro Painters business is independent. Owned and operated right here in our community.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories. As a pet lover, I started PetComfort.com. So when I needed a new website, I turned to AmericanEagle.com, the website developer that I've come to know and trust since 1999. WeatherTech has grown tremendously over the last 29 years, and having our website designed, developed, and upgraded numerous times by AmericanEagle.com has been a key to our growth. And they focus on what's important, my business goals and objectives. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com for years, and they're doing it with PetComfort.com today. If you're in need of serious, experienced, and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, I urge you to contact AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877
WebNow 1.
You know, we've all spent our entire life compromising on wearing socks that just don't fit. Why? Because traditional sock companies only make size small, medium, large, or worse, one size fits all. You wouldn't buy pants in a size range 30 to 36, and you sure don't buy shoes in size 9 through 13. But oddly enough, we've come to accept socks in size ranges. At Kane 11, they think that's crazy. They knew it was about time somebody made socks in individual sizes, and that's exactly what they did. Kane 11 makes socks in 11 individual sizes from size 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. No matter what size your foot is, they have your size. Just say no to traditional sock companies and yes to Kane 11. Your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the better your feet feel. Say no to heel hiking, toe bunching, and that towel under your toes feeling, and step into comfort, fit, and performance. And you have to see all their new colors and patterns. You're going to love them. Kane 11. Step into your size at Kane11.com. That's Kane11.com.
In a world that thinks and acts globally, you need an education to match. At New Jersey City University, our students come from over 100 countries, and our faculty and staff speak over 60 languages. From Newark to New Delhi, we bring the world to you. Learn more about NJCU and programs in cybersecurity, fire science, sports and entertainment, nursing, business, and more at njcu.edu. That's njcu.edu. At NJCU, we speak your language.
At PSEG Long Island, we're leading the way through innovation, like solar power, with more customer-generated rooftop solar power than anywhere else in the state. And wind power, by finalizing plans for the largest offshore wind farm in the country. At PSEG Long Island, we're investing in new technologies every day that will continue to power our homes and businesses with more reliable, efficient, and sustainable energy today and for generations to come. PSEG Long Island. Now that's powering progress.
Spring is here, but New Yorkers know that doesn't mean the weather will always cooperate. So stay out of the elements by parking close to your destination with Spot Hero. Simply type in your destination and reserve your spot. Use promo code CITY on the app to save $10 off your first park. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you and your family could spend more days at the beach in the south of France. Take a chance on the $273 million jackpot because anything can happen in Jersey.
It's the morning show. Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Feel like it is Groundhog Day with the Mets. Another game where they can't score any runs. Starting pitcher calls out Pete Alonso before the game, ends up striking him out twice and having an incredible night. That's Chris Paddock of the Padres. And Mickey Callaway searching for answers, same stuff, no run support for Jacob deGrom. It's the same thing that we saw last year. In 2018, the Mets started the month of May with a bunch of losses in a row. And here we go again in 2019 with some of the same exact storylines with this Met team and this Met offense. And the Yankees continue to roll. It is incredible what they have done, Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone deserves credit. There's no doubt about it. If we're going to crush Aaron Boone for not getting it done with all the talent that he had last year and losing to the Red Sox and giving them all the credit, we definitely need to give credit to Aaron Boone keeping this thing together with all these injuries, getting the best out of these guys. 877-337-6666. Anthony in Belleville, who Al Duke said was his favorite caller during that producer's podcast. Anthony in Belleville joins us on the Fan. What's up, Anthony?
Boomer and Geo. Oh yeah.
What up,
you
man?
You called me off guard with that. I'm very
Did you hear that, Anthony? I'm surprised you didn't listen to that podcast.
I'm the man right now.
You are the man right now. You are.
Hey, I think Chief Brody should do the same thing that Booney does with Cano there. He should probably just bat him first. Or maybe just throw the names in a hat and just pick them out of a hat.
Well, you can't do that. The analytics department doesn't like that.
But I don't understand, Boom. What? How come Gardner bats first, then he bats third, then he bats seventh? When did he decide to do that?
I think it all depends on what the analytics guy down in the hallway next to the dugout says.
Wait a second. There's a guy in the hallway next to the dugout?
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what? You are wrapped up, Anthony, in where Gardner – I remember last year, too, you had a big
problem. It's the whole lineup, Gio. It's the lineup. Yeah. He's never consistent. And what did Gardy do when he put him down in the lineup? He led off with a home run.
Anthony, I the way that the Yankees have played with this group of guys.
You shouldn't worry about what the Yankees are doing right now. I think it's amazing.
Seriously,
what doing.
I mean, you got to be thrilled with this.
Oh, no. I think they're playing well with the guys they got. Maybe they should incorporate analytics into the payroll.
There he goes, okay. Anthony in Belleville.
Right. Maybe he can listen to your producer's podcast. You know, but it's not like the Yankees haven't gotten guys back. I mean, you know, Sanchez is back now. Frazier is back now. So, and
what did you say about an analytics guy in the hallway? What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Aaron.
You're telling me there's a – wait a second. Are you making that up?
I don't know.
Or are you making that up or is that serious? Because I don't know with you sometimes. Is there a guy who's in the hallway to the clubhouse next to the dugout? Telling Aaron Boone what to do?
It certainly seems that way.
Like a human notebook?
Yeah, like a human notebook.
You got to be kidding me.
I mean, they have that. Do you remember when Girardi first kind of took over and everybody was just lamenting the fact?
They hated the fact that he went to the book.
Right, exactly. He was always going to the book. I mean, so there was a little bit of that, of course, with Joe Girardi. But I also think that there was a little bit of that, like, that intense grind that like a baseball lifer brings to a dugout. And, you know, I always thought that he had that. But I can't argue with the way the Yankees are playing with all the different replacement players that they've had to go through now and how Aaron Boone has handled it. He deserves a lot of credit for there. If you're going to get on him for, you know, maybe mismanaging a game or two in the playoffs and you're thinking that maybe he cost your team, you know, he was a novice and all this other stuff, you got to give him credit for the way that they've been playing over the last two and a half to three weeks.
Without a doubt. And every game that they win without Judge, without Stanton, without Severino, without Betances, without Hicks, every game that they win
and
without
Gregorius,
those guys, without it goes so far
last night.
It's like worth five wins every time they could win without those guys.
Look at that, one of the Yankee websites, they call it the Thyro Estrada game last night.
Let's go to Ilya at Fort Lauderdale. Ilya, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. You're right. There's definitely some kind of winning mentality, the pinstripes that you put them on, you got to win. But you also got to, like you said, congratulate Cashman on making the right choice by trading Shreve to St. Louis for Luke Voit, who's going to be probably the MVP of the Yankees this year. And Herman looks like the ace of the Yankees so far. He's probably the best pitcher in the AL. And everybody just coming up and doing their thing. Everybody's just winning. That's all there is.
It's like you got
Ilya, it's
like you got the Mike Ford game. You got the Thyro Estrada game. You got, I don't know, the Tyler Wade game, the Austin Romine game. I mean, it's amazing. It's great to see, you know, when young guys get a chance to play and they make the most of it. You know, that's probably the most satisfying part of sports, especially the professional level, when you're a fan of a team. And you have a guy like Chris Paddock going out and doing it. Or for us as Met fans, Pete Alonso being named NL Rookie of the Month. By the way, you know, I would like to tell Paddock, you know, Alonso plays every day. You don't. You pitch every fifth day.
Yeah.
You know, and they're protecting your arm. So just calm down, Sheriff.
There's nothing I can say to that guy. I mean, that guy was pissed off that he didn't win NL Rookie of the Month and came out and, like, showed everybody last night. I mean, he's a rookie. The dude's a rookie.
He was in your face last night.
Right.
I get it.
I mean,
okay, don't worry about it. It's a long season and it's a long career, and hopefully he has a long, vibrant and great career. But don't touch the money, man. Just let the game, respect the game, please.
The great Ronnie in Babylon joins us this morning. What's up, Ronnie?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
All right, Ronnie, what's up? Great. What's happening?
Hey, Boomer.
What?
Boomer, Torch was missing one key element in last night's game six.
Henrik Lundqvist. I don't know. Who is it?
No, Mark Messier.
Mark Messier. That's right. I know. He made a guarantee that he was going to go back. I guess last night they lost at home. I screwed up. That he was going to go back for a game seven to Boston. But Boston, a team that has a culture of playing a certain way, an original six team, and they showed it again in this series.
Yes, sir. They're playing great hockey.
Yep.
But my point now, you guys are stealing a little of my thunder about this way the baseball is being played with the analytics. Yes, it works. I know it works to a certain degree, but you need to have a human element in the game of baseball. Baseball is played on a field, not on a computer, and boom, you're spot on. I know. I've heard it. There is a little room right behind the dugout with three computer nerds sending these analytics up to Boone, and I'm sure they do to all these other teams, but you have to be able to decide if that's good or not. You still have to have the human feel to the game of baseball. It's played on the field, and that's why all these great old managers like Girardi, Showalter, and Gibbons, they're gone because they're handcuffed, and it's hurting the game of baseball.
Well, we could say that, but I think that they would argue against that. They would tell you that, look, we went to Harvard, we know these algorithms, and this is the way we're going to we're going to put them in place, and we're going to tell our manager, look, you want to manage, you want to make your $500,000 or $1.5 million as opposed to the $5 million manager salaries that they used to give. Here's the deal: you're going to do what we tell you to do, and you're going to follow it. And look, Aaron Boone told them that he believes in analytics. I'm sure that Mickey Callaway told the Mets that he believes in analytics, and we're going to follow it, and you're going to follow it, and I understand that it's not all about me, the manager, anymore.
Well,
those guys are almost like, I mean, like, they're more than babysitters, but they're kind of like they have to deliver news to players.
Well, here's the problem
today because, you know, against this pitcher, you're not doing well, even though you've had like 5 hits in the last, you know, 7 at-bats, and you're on a hot streak, and you feel hot, like the whole. You know, it was like the whole Major League, the movie, The Major League, you know, like, you know, with the bat and the chicken and everything else.
Sure. Right.
It's frustrating for us that are older and want the human element to be a part of it.
I don't have a problem with the manager having all the information possible to make a decision. I just want to make sure that he's still making the decision. If he's not making the decisions, that's a problem because if I'm a player, then I've got no respect for the manager. I need to know as a player that this guy's in charge in the dugout. If I think that someone else is in charge, or there's a guy in the hallway or a little nerd room, like Ronnie said, and those guys are making the decisions, then why am I going to respect this guy that's also got the same uniform on that I do?
Well,
why am I
going to respect him? You know what? When you are working on things, whether it be your hitting with your hitting coach or your fielding with your fielding coach, the manager's got to, you know, call you into his office and say, look, I'm Ed Rosario. We're not playing you, not because you can't hit, it's because you can't field, and you play the most important position on the field, shortstop. And if you don't start playing it right, you're not going to play.
Yeah.
So that's part of the manager's job, is to deliver those hard and very uncomfortable messages to his players. But I think as far as managing the game and matchups and analytics and, you know, double switches and all that stuff that, you know, tend to be a little bit more important in the National League than the American League, I still think that that's still a part of the game, and it's still a part of the manager's decision-making.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.